USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In an interview Sunday on 60 Minutes, Dr. Anthony Fauci said he wasn't surprised that President Trump contracted the coronavirus after what he called a super spreader event at the White House. Alyssa Farah, White House Communications Director, pushed back against that sentiment on Fox News, saying this is not the time to blame people for contracting the virus.
I don't think that we should get into the business of blaming people for getting the virus. But the other thing is the president has a responsibility to be on the road, to be meeting with members of Congress, to be doing the job. This is not a job where he can be, you know, hiding in his basement from the virus. He's got to be out, and he's assumed some risk in doing so.
And a man in Chicago has been taken into custody after spending 13 hours hanging off of Trump Tower. Police say the man in his 20s climbed the building's 16th floor balcony on Sunday afternoon, demanding to speak with the president. He was safely taken into custody early Monday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Members of the Trump administration are pushing back against assertions from House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff that the emails contained on Hunter Biden's laptop are part of a Russian disinformation campaign. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said on Monday there is no evidence tying the Hunter Biden laptop to Russian disinformation. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushes back on the allegation as well.
I'm not aware of any Russian disinformation campaign that would involve these emails or this laptop. No defensive briefing, to my knowledge, has been given. And so all of this narrative that is out there that would suggest that it's not real, that's the disinformation.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. Those comments contrary to claims from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of California.
And the World Series is set after the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Atlanta Braves last night 4-3 in Game 7 of the NLCS. They'll meet American League champs Tampa Bay in Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow night. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is taking several days off the campaign trail to prepare for the next debate. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said on Monday there is no evidence tying the Hunter Biden laptop to Russian disinformation. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushes back on the allegation as well.
I'm not aware of any Russian disinformation campaign that would involve these emails or this laptop. No defensive briefing, to my knowledge, has been given. And so all of this narrative that is out there that would suggest that it's not real, that's the disinformation.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. Those comments contrary to claims from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of California.
The 26th named storm of this year's Atlantic hurricane season is now Tropical Storm Epsilon. The storm is currently in the central Atlantic, some 700 miles to the east of the Bahamas. Forecasters expect it to gain strength over the next several days, and it could threaten the Bahamas by the end of the week. This year's storm season has been particularly active, and with one more named storm, 2020 would tie 2005 for the most named storms in a single season. And a longtime hockey broadcaster is hanging up his headphones. Doc Emrick announced his retirement on Monday. He was the play-by-play voice for NBC's NHL coverage for 15 years and was the play-by-play man for the New Jersey Devils for 21 seasons. Doc was behind the mic for 22 Stanley Cup finals and collected 8 sports Emmys for play-by-play. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.